August 25th, 2017. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. The rumors are true. Christy Dillaway is back in the country.
In the house, too. Woo!
We're going to give you a little more. Here we go. All right, let me see the dance. Come on. There you go. Get that hula.
So happy to be back.
Oh, great to have you back.
Yeah, so I was out of the country for just about a month. I want to thank Jude for filling in for me when I was gone.
Yeah.
Got to listen to some of your podcasts. Great shows. Yeah, I took my son back to Thailand. So when some people who know that when he was an infant, we went and lived on the beaches in southern Thailand for 5 months. And so he's heard about it, but had no experience that he could remember of it.
Of course.
Yeah. So we went to, we started in Cambodia and then Laos and then went down to southern Thailand. And got back. I mean, you think a month is a long time, but I feel like we were rushing all the time. Like, hurry, we got to get to the next thing.
Boy, the time goes quickly, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah.
And jet lag takes a bit to get over. It's a 13-hour time difference. So,
okay. So I understand the backstory of you and your son, and you used to live there. But weren't you like officially on Trump business, going over there and mending relationships in Southeast Asia?
I feel like I'm always mending relationships. Actually, there's so few Americans over there.
Yeah.
Maybe I was the ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was the one. Yeah. Sure. If that's how we want to see it. Actually, I really didn't get to talk to many people. Everyone spoke French. It was like no one was in France and they were all on vacation in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
So I didn't, they're all talking to each other.
I first went over there in the late 80s and... It was just it was before Hong Kong was given up by the British.
Oh, right.
It was back in the day. I remember I was in Singapore, which is a city and a country, and there were two Australians that were dealing some sort of barbiturate drug, and they built these wooden gallows, and they hung them in the town square. And so it's a little different over there.
Although you know that going into Singapore.
You do.
And Malaysia. Do. I remember crossing the border into Malaysia in 1989.
You should know that.
And there was
yeah.
an enormous sign right there yeah. with like the finger, like the Uncle Sam finger, but
right.
it was like pointing at you and it said, drugs are illegal and you'll be penalized with death. And
mm-hmm.
funny, we flew on China Southern Airlines and on their announcements, the flight announcements, when they say like smoking is prohibited in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Their statement said something about and will result in banishment.
Oof.
Banishment sounds pretty harsh.
Yeah, it could be. Permanent banishment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
so I didn't smoke in the bathroom.
It is great to have you back.
It's great to be here. I'm excited for our show today. Let me tell you who we're going to be talking to. We've got our musical guest today, Nick Quilter, in the studio. Psyched to have him here. We're going to talk to Diane Nispel from Park City Museum and John Phillips from the Glenwood Cemetery about the return of the Meet the Ghosts of the Glenwood.
Mm.
Super excited about that. And then we're going to talk to Sharon Backers from Park City Summit County Arts Council and Madison Lemansky from Farasha about an event that they're having today.
Yeah, it's
art lovers, art makers, art people.
A collaboration, a trunk show.
A trunk show, rally round.
Yeah, exactly. You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Yeah, Christy's back in town. We'll be back with Nick Quilter right after these messages. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
This is Bruce Greenwald from 1-7, new proud sponsor of KPCW. 1-7 is an independent financial advisory firm for the Park City lifestyle. Our firm was founded on the 7 pillars of wellness, and our mission is helping people find meaning in their money by providing wealth management, asset protection, and tax strategies. More information can be found at weare17.com.
Well, Welcome back to The Morning Mix. We're joined in studio by our live musical guest today, Nick Quilter. Welcome, Nick. People might not know this about me, but I sometimes go trolling for musicians.
Yes.
Seems like a good thing to do. So Nick and I met at a, what was it, a how to get yourself booked seminar down in Salt Lake. Tony Holiday and Elizabeth Harza asked me to speak at it because apparently I book musicians.
That's right.
Yeah. And so we were talking about marketing and booking and I was trolling, and so I met Nick. So I'm thrilled to have him here. It took a few months for us to get our schedules together. He is a full-time student at the University of Utah. And what is your major?
Jazz composition.
Come right into that mic. We had that conversation.
Yeah. Jazz composition is my major.
Interesting. What does one do with jazz composition major?
That's a question that I get asked really frequently. And I don't know if I have an answer yet. I mean, I compose jazz.
What I'm hearing here is that there's two things. I asked a question that everybody asks, so I got to get better in my interview tactics.
Right.
And that you haven't figured out an answer yet. So we both have some homework to do.
I'm curious. I mean, you're in a couple of different bands. You're in Thespianage, which you're going to be with at the Boneyard on Saturday night, up on the deck, and you're with a couple of other bands or collaborations with musicians.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a professional musician, you end up playing with everybody, and kind of like I'm playing tonight in Promontory. I got asked to play with Teresa Cook at the clubhouse there. As far as other bands that I'm in another funk band called Banana Bread, which has taken a lot of my creative energy, and then playing with the Three Piece tomorrow night. So those are the two things that I've got going, and then you just kind of play around freelance a lot.
Do you want to start us off with a musical number so we get a little taste of what you got going on?
Yeah. I'm going to play a song called Drama Bomb. It's a song that I wrote for Banana Bread, actually.
Drama Bomb?
Drama Bomb.
Drama Bomb.
Yeah.
Live in the Morning Mix, Nick Quilter.
Stop, you got me going too fast. This sea love, it's Darwin's law. At best, last time I checked, fighting was just a goal. All's fair in love and war. Well, I guess that's what I'm told. Stick me in a ring and I'll fight two or three. I'll gain some weight and I'll even change who I was meant to be. Dance, dance, black eyes and broken hearts. I'll sing the song of romance if a fight is bound to start. Love, stay away from me. You're a liar, you're not who you say that you will be. Take off your mask and I'll kindly be obliged. I didn't know what was on the line. Hey Cupid, you better practice your aim. Keep hitting us, but we don't ever feel the same. It seems to me this is just one cruel prank and love. Reality, you hit me so hard I can't get back on my feet. I think I'll stay down for a round or two, 'cause kissing the floor is better than me with you.
All right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break for our underwriters, but stay tuned for weekend events, more with our musical guest, Nick Quilter, and our upcoming interview with Diane Nisbell from Park City Museum and John Phillips from the Glenwood Cemetery. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Support of KPCW comes from Zions Bank Concierge-Style Executive Banking Services. Zions Bank. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. More information available online at zionsbank.com.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Schneider, owner of Schneider Autocrossery Body and Paint. Happy to support KPCW. Located in Salt Lake City since 1984, Schneider Auto offers collision repair and restoration to pre-accident condition for most cars and light trucks. We also negotiate directly with insurance companies. Details, services, and more info at schneiderauto.net.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. Christy Dillaway with JW. You want to switch over our music to that funky groove stuff so we can do weekend events?
Ooh, that's a great idea.
I got to get my groove on before we talk about what's going on.
Yeah, we've been having fun with that lately, that's for sure.
Did you like that photo I sent you from my eclipse?
I did. Hula-hooped
at the solar eclipse. I had it in the car and I thought, God, what moment would JW really appreciate this?
Yeah, I loved
it.
It
was all for you.
I loved it. It was excellent.
Well, hey, today is my brother David's birthday. I'm sure this is going to hit the list of events that everyone needs to plan around. So I want to say happy birthday to Dave Dills.
So how old's Dave?
Older than me.
Is he really? 55?
I think he's going to kill me that I even said it was his birthday.
Okay. Yeah. I got that. Hey, tonight is Park City Gallery Stroll on Main Street. The event happens the last Friday of every month. It's free fun for locals, visitors of all ages.
Tonight and tomorrow night, Joan Osborne sings the songs of Bob Dylan at Egyptian Theater.
Mm. Park City Area Showcase of Homes, that starts today, runs through Miner's Day. Ticket holders can check out 20 custom-built luxury homes built in Park City and the Heber Valley. You can watch cooking demonstrations in the custom kitchens, or you can try out a golf simulator. Advance purchase, $15 on Fridays from 2 to 8, and Saturday, Sunday, and Miner's Day from 10 to 6.
Have you ever done one of the golf simulators in someone's home?
Yeah.
I bet you have. I think you frequent those homes.
I've got a golf simulator.
I was going to say that.
You know, down where we watch the Super Bowl.
I've never been to the golf simulator area of your dwelling.
Christy, I have to take you there.
Hey, live music for tonight includes Alicia Stockman at Cognition Winery, Streetcar Boogie at the Boneyard, and Coles Whalen at Silver Star Cafe.
Folks, that's going to button it up for Friday. We're going to move on to Saturday. National Dog Day is Saturday, and it seems like every day in Park City is Dog Day. I mean, we've got more dog parks than we have liquor stores. But anyway, August 26th is National Dog Day.
That is a really good statistic. We do have more dog parks than liquor stores.
I am on top of it this morning. I've got all sorts of good data.
If I use that at some point, can I just go with it? Do I need to quote you?
No.
All right, good. I like it. Thank you. The Summit Challenge is tomorrow. This is an event put on by the National Ability Center. Takes to the roads with 100-mile, 80-mile, 50-mile, and 16-mile bike races in and around our area. So watch out for those cyclists in your travels tomorrow.
Figure Skating Club of Park City is hosting a clothing drive at the Ice Arena from 12:30 until 5 p.m. tomorrow. If you're still working on your spring cleaning, here's a motivation to clean those closets. Drop that stuff off.
The Scott Enduro Cup has a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday at Deer Valley, and you can check out all the details at the EnduroCupMTB.com.
There are also more dog parks than there are classic car shows, but there's a classic car show tomorrow morning on Lower Main Street. I always go to this. You get a cup of coffee, you walk around, and you look at all these extraordinary automobiles. There'll be 60 classic cars. I think it runs 10 until 2? Something
I didn't
like
see the time, and okay. I figured people who were into classic car shows could figure it out. All but right. I've always wondered, who and why do people go walk around and look at cars? What are you looking at?
Well, we're going to be having a segment later in the show about fashion as art and art as fashion. And these iconic designs are extraordinary pieces of art. So, for an example, when you go to the Modern Museum,
art
in New York City, starting 25 years ago, there was a 59 Porsche hanging from the ceiling. I mean, that is art. That Porsche is art. And the Erector Set helicopter that you see in MASH, that old with the plexiglass front, they have one of those hanging in there too. That's art. That's a beautiful, beautiful piece of art.
I thank you for that fill-in.
So if you like art, you may want to go to the Classic Car Show.
Love it. Five for Fighting is performing tomorrow night at Deer Valley Snow Park Amphitheater. Singer John Andrasik, the platinum-selling recording artist, returns to Park City. This time he's backed by a string quartet for a new spin on his old favorites. And the show starts at 7. Tickets are at parkcityinstitute.org.
There's an Eagles tribute band there called The Long Run. They'll be at OP Rockwell, Bonanza Town at the Canyons, Canyons Village. Mary Beth. Maziars at Miners Plaza. Thank you for that. And Will Baxter Band is at the Park City Mountain Resort. Take 5 is at Silver Star Cafe and Ryan Walsh at Cognition Winery.
That is your Saturday night music. And let's see, Sunday, Silly Market, still going full on. Chock full of food, farmer stands, crafts, beer garden, and musical acts, including Rage Against the Supremes, Teresa Eggerston Cook, The Twin Flames, and Silver Strike.
Lash LaRue will play the Pocket Park outside Billy Blanco's in Pinebrook.
And in the Heber Valley, you can dine and ride on the Comedy Murder Mystery Train. That's Friday and Saturday nights. Go to hebervalleyrr.org for tickets and more details.
And finally, Joshua Creek is performing a free concert at the Homestead on Saturday evening.
For those of you in that Heber Valley. Hey, we're joined in studio now by Diane Nispel, Director of Education at the Park City Museum, and John Phillips from the Glenwood Cemetery Committee. And we're going to talk about the return. I'm so excited. I know you are too, JW. The return of the Glenwood Cemetery Tour, or as I call it, the Meet the Ghosts of the Glenwood Cemetery. Welcome, Diane and John.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning.
So JW and I both have some history with this event because I have been a ghost for a few years. And JW, it was an early experience of your time in Park City?
Yeah, when I moved here from Boston, I heard about it. I'm sort of a history freak. And I thought, this is kind of a cool way of learning a bit about the history. So I went and I really enjoyed it. And Christy, I don't know if you were there or not, but everybody was in their costume standing by their gravestone, and they told their story. It's historically accurate, and it's entertaining.
Yeah, so let's talk about the date has changed, and it's going to be during Miners' Day, which seems so timely. I'm really excited about that. And people come out of the parade, and then it's an easy segue. People might not know where the Glenwood is. John, why don't you talk about that location and how that flow will work?
Well, we put a lot of thought into looking at, you know, how this event occurred in the past. And as a board, I think we're really excited to have changed the day of the event to the day before Miners' Day. And that was done very thoughtfully. And I think our thought behind that was that around Halloween, you get a lot of people that are really looking for a spook. And in moving this to Miners' Day, which is, you know, a big day for Park City and telling its history, that this is kind of fits well into that weekend. And we felt like having it near Miners' Day would really be in spirit with that weekend. And we felt that we would get more people that are interested in the history of Park City as opposed to interested in Halloween. And I think I've had a lot of people ask me the difference, and I think that this will give a better feel for the historical authenticity of Park City in telling these stories, and we're really excited about it.
So historically, way back, could anybody be buried there, or was it for a certain type of people, a certain neighborhoods?
Well, I think Diane made you know more about that.
It was really set up for the miners, because a lot of them, there wasn't a place to bury the miners. So the original thing was to give a plot of land to all the local organizations like the Elks and the Masons and the miners' unions to make sure that they had a place to be buried. And so that's how it started. And then the miners' families are also buried with them. So that's how it started.
Yeah, it's really a cool cemetery. So outside of the historical piece that you all will be doing the day before Miner's Day, it's also kind of neat just to walk.
It's a beautiful
it.
Spot.
Yeah,
and
it really
I I'm glad that you, when you were new in town, actually heard about it, because I think a lot of people, I probably lived here 20 years before I even knew there was a cemetery. It's just tucked back in there, kind of behind the lower parking lot of Park City Mountain Resort. And unless you've gone to the end of that road and seen the gates, you might not know it's there. And the first time I went, it was around Halloween, and I just love the Halloween aspect of everything. But it really connected me. Those stories of the people who lived and died in our community connected me so much more to the town and the history, and realizing that, like, I and you are people living in this community, and they were too. And so what are our different stories? So that's what I enjoyed about it, besides the gore factor.
So who's the character that you're playing again?
Oh, I'm going to play Rebecca Simmons.
And tell us about Rebecca.
No, you have to come.
I have to come.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to save that as
God, it's like a tease. It's unbelievable.
You know,
does this every week to me.
I found it interesting how there are quite a few people that don't know that the Glenwood Cemetery is over there. And as you spoke, once you go there, it's a special place, you know. And for me especially, I have ancestors buried there. As my children's great-great-grandfather is buried there, but there's six of my ancestors buried there. And so it's really extra special when I walk in there and just feel, you know, that history and that connection to the community. So,
and I love that the museum had put forth this idea of how to connect people to who's there, right? So by standing at a grave and telling that person's life story, it brings in that connection of, like, oh, she was a mother with children, or, you know, like, oh, right. I can relate to that. Now suddenly you're relating to these people, as opposed to it's history seems somewhat separating. Right. And I love that the museum brings in these ideas of connecting you. Because I play a lot of historic characters from time to time for their events. I've been the Silver Queen many times. Mother Urban, who was the madam in town.
Well, for starters,
that one seemed like I could do that.
For starters, you're a character.
I'm hoping to be a current character, Thank you.
But, you know, so we're clear, there isn't someone standing by the gravesite with a pamphlet reading a couple of paragraphs.
No.
They're in costume. They're actors.
Correct.
And
well, I'm
and,
not an actor, but I'm acting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I would do it, but I'd go off topic. I would embellish too much and tell little stories and stuff. I'd make up stories. You can't do that, right? So.
Yeah, we have a script that they read through ahead of time, mm-hmm. and they kind of memorize ahead of time, so that they are telling the correct information and they are giving the story of their life. So they start off with the beginning of who they are, how they came to Park City, what their life was like, who they had as family here, and they go into details about all that. They also talk about their death, how they died, and then, you know, so you learn their whole life story. And the characters, the people who are acting, are given the scripts ahead of time so they know what to say. So it's very well done.
And if you're at home and you're saying, or you're listening right now, you're saying, well, where is that place? Well, it's to the far right of Park City Mountain Resort parking lot. You just
Or
skiers far left. Yep. Yes.
Downhill.
Yes.
Yeah, and you just go to the end of that road. And so I guess we're going to park at the resort, perhaps, and walk around the corner. Okay. And I think I misspoke. I said it was on Miner's Day. It's on Sunday?
It's on Sunday.
Oh, okay. See, I'm in it, and I hadn't gotten to that part. I'm sure it's on my calendar.
When I went before, there was a long line. Maybe I went at the wrong time. But
yeah, how is that working this year?
We are doing ticket sales online on our website. We've decided to do it ahead of time so that there's no confusion online. So it's Sunday, September 3rd. The first tour is going to be at 10:45. And the second tour will be at 12:15. The tour will be an hour, a little over an hour. So that's
okay. So people have to go to the website and get their tickets. Correct. And get their time slot. Okay.
Right.
The other thing is that we have a certain amount of tickets available.
Mm.
And so I believe we are going to have less people than we have in the past. So if anybody out there is listening,
they better get on it and get their tickets. Yeah. If you want to see me be Rebecca Simmons and all the other characters, I'm sure it'll be all the regulars out there.
So you guys have poured through historical documents, or these are people that other people have known, and you've sort of pieced together these backstories?
Yes, we have a research coordinator at the museum, and she's been working on the research for all these characters. So it's based on all the information that she has in our records.
Okay, great. Well, John Phillips from representing the Glenwood Cemetery Group, and also Diane Nispel, Director of Education at Park City Museum. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. We're going to play a tune. This is While My Guitar Gently Weeps. We're going to change around some equipment here and get the roadies in here. We'll be back right after. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW. When we return, we will have more music with Nick Quilter, and then we will have Sharon Backers and Madison Lamonsky to talk about a collaboration that they're doing this weekend. Surely be learning.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. It's Christy Dillaway with JW in the studio, and we've got Nick Quilter, our music guest. And Nick, why don't you just throw down another tune, intro and go.
Okay. This is another song I wrote back a few years ago. Call this one Longing. It's a singer-songwriter song.
Nick Quilter live on the Morning Mix.
Take me back before the sprawl. Took all of that good clean soil. Before the farms turned into factory. And we dug for that gold called oil. Don't you long for those red ridge mountain lights.
Nick Quilter live on the Morning Mix.
How's that as on the mixing board over there, JW?
Everything's
it's loud,
good.
It's down, it's
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, we're all over the place.
I hope it sounds good on live radio.
This is a sophisticated board over here.
Yeah, and that's having live music in the studio, which is a feature of the Morning Mix every week, live music in the studio, 151 shows in a row.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so thank you, Nick. Thanks for being our guest today.
Christy, I just want to talk about one thing. So when you prepare for this role, for the day before Miner's Day as representing a ghost, someone that used to be with us, a historical figure, you really need to practice. You really need to have that down. Why don't you come on the show in character and give us some of your spiel?
But wouldn't that be giving it away? Oh, I guess if you don't get tickets,
it would be
you
good
would need
for
to
me
know.
because I'd like to.
You'd have a private show.
Yeah.
And everyone would listen in.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Maybe we can work that out.
Yeah. No, I agree. I do need to practice. And I have embellished. Maybe not embellished. I didn't make up stuff, but I definitely
made the story flow. Here's a different angle. You could introduce yourself and
Simmons.
Just a little bit of information, and then I would interview you.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Let's do that.
And then we could get the whole history thing down.
All right.
Great.
I happen to know who schedules this show, so I'll schedule that in.
Oh, excellent. Okay. You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We're going to go to another writer. When we return, we're going to have Sharon Backers and Madison Lemansky with us to talk about a collaboration tonight on Main Street. Stay with us.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, Affogato's made with Wasatch Creamery Ice Cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
KPCW here with Christy Dilloway. Joining us now in the studio, Sharon Backers, who is a board member for the Arts Council. She's also a graphic designer. More on that in a moment. Just hold on for a second. And we're also going to introduce Madison Lemansky, who's a managing partner at Farasha, which is the clothing store on Main Street. They have a collaboration that produces a trunk show tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. at Farasha. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, great to have you here. And so let's start. Sharon, you are a board member, but you're a graphic designer that has put together some very unique designs. And you've had some clothing made up, which is going to be at the trunk show tonight at Farasha. Is that the gist of it?
Yes, that's exactly the gist of it.
Okay. So tell us about this and how it came to be.
Well, I also have a company called Zenzi. That's a clothing and shoe company. Mm-hmm. And so Hadley, the executive director of the Arts Council, asked me to design a t-shirt that we were going to give away for one of the events that we were programming. It was the Monster Drawing Rally, and we wanted to give all of the artists their own tee for participating. So I kind of went after it and designed too much, as I usually do, and we realized, wow, there's a whole line of stuff here. Let's do this as a fundraiser for the Arts Council. So we have about 15 pieces that for men and women, and every couple of weeks we come out with some new pieces, and it's just been a lot of fun so far.
The designs are really cool. Have you seen them, Christy?
Yeah, art maker, art lover.
Art lover, art maker. We've got some streetwear styles coming out today as a surprise. Art gangster.
Art gangster?
I like it.
So it's not wear it on your sleeve so much, but wear it right all over you. Like the hoodie has it like on the hood, right? The words are down the back of the hood or something. It's cool. I like it when you place the designs somewhere off. So people have to kind of, I don't know, it just makes your brain work a little differently.
Yeah.
So clever and artistic, really.
Oh, Madison, let's talk about your organization, Farasha. I understand that you're actually going to be closing the brick and mortar side of the business, and you're going to be more of a fashion consultant in the future?
That's correct. Yeah, so we started our business in 2009. We've been a long supporter of the arts, and that we only carry emerging designers. So this started strictly as a pop-up boutique model. We traveled around the country and did temporary storefronts, and we've had our store on Main Street for about 3 years. But in the last 2 to 3 years, we've really grown the consulting services we offer at our company. So we do a lot of commercial styling, a lot of production for video and photo production. We do runway execution. And so that portion of our business has grown so much, we have decided to close our brick and mortar store. So we thought it'd be a really fun collaboration on closing weekend and in conjunction with the art stroll tonight to support Zenzi and the capsule collection she's created for the Arts Council.
You know, and until I read about this, I admit my ignorance. I wasn't really thinking about fashion under the umbrella of art or under the umbrella of an arts organization, the Park City Summit County Arts Council. So I love that they have taken on a wider scope or promotion or support with fashion. With you had the Monster Drawing Rally, which was bringing people, buyers, potential buyers, right to the drawing. Or talk about that, Sharon. That was such a cool collaborative idea too.
Oh, it was a great event. But really our mission is to bring the community closer to the artists and the creative makers. So that was an event that some urban cities like Portland and San Francisco have done that event before, and they open source the model. And so we tried it out here, and it was a huge success. Super fun. We had about 300 or 400 people come through the door, and it was just,
and you bid on the art, or how was it? You bid on the art as you watched the artist make it, and they had a certain amount of time. Is that right?
There were 3 sessions, 50 minutes each. The artists have to create their work live. The community is walking around them, sort of picking out what they want. And then when the artist is finished with a piece, they hold up their piece, and it goes and gets stuck on the wall. And the people that want to bid on it rush over there. And it's only $50, which is what's so great about the Monster Drawing Rally, is that it's accessible art and you can kind of start to build your collection. And if there are more than one person that wants that piece, they pull out some cards and the highest card draw wins.
Or you pull out your business card and they can commission another piece of art from you, connecting the artist to the
I like the broad definition as well. And I don't think you can look at any product. I mean, every product, there are artists involved in making that product happen. If it's in the graphic design or if it's in the colors that are used and in the shape and everything. I mean, it's just art is everywhere.
Absolutely.
And that classic show, that classic car show, I mean, the automobiles, oh boy, that's, can't wait for that.
So part of the new campaign or this ongoing campaign right now, is it the ABC, the arts, beauty, culture, arts?
Project ABC.
Yep, talk about that. Fill in my gaps here.
So it was really Randy Barton's brainchild, I think, and then the Arts Council is facilitating the project, and it's projectabcsc.com, and it's three phases. We're just getting through the data collection phase where we are asking for input from the community of how they would like to see arts and culture evolve in our community.
I think everyone who lives in this town or comes to this town or thinks about this town probably thinks about recreation, sports and recreation, and that's what Park City is all about. And this is bringing to the forefront the idea that we are a huge arts and culture community as well. And maybe we haven't even self-recognized it. But when you look around and point a finger at, you know, everything that we talk about every week, all the entertainment opportunities and arts opportunities that are here, we are a huge mecca of that. So let's recognize that as well and get some support and recognition. So, right, that's the overall movement.
Absolutely, yeah. We want to even out with the recreation.
We can be well. We can be well balanced.
I think so.
And we have style in Park City.
We didn't used to, but thank you for helping us get there.
And we look at a small piece of culture. This is the 151st show, all with live local music. So that little piece right there, which is the local musicians that we really try so hard to support, that's a wonderful art form.
So we're supporting too.
We are.
Oh yeah, let's high five.
Oh yeah, I'll give you a little bump there.
Well, and really, if I could chime in, that's what we've been trying to do at Farasha, is to support these small designers, because as you all know, you know, clothing is just being mass produced and we're seeing the same things over and over again. So we're really happy to be working with Sharon, who's a local designer, and support her and support all small artisans in the fashion industry, because it's a very tough industry. And, you know, what woman or man doesn't want to leave their house in the morning feeling like they're wearing something unique and special and supporting a small artist at the same time?
How do you find your emerging designers?
So my business partner, Vanessa DePalma Wright, founded the company in 2009, and she is fortunate enough to travel the world and really ventures out into very remote locations and meets the designers directly. That's how we started. Over the years, we've worked with over 100 brands. We've had a lot come to us. We seek them out in kind of our unique ways at emerging shows. Singapore is a really cool market that a lot of people don't go into very much, and really what we're looking for is someone unique who needs support to be shown in other markets, because a lot of our brands don't have access to many of the markets we travel to, and we can, you know, place them in our commercial advertising, get them marketing opportunities that will really help elevate their brand and ultimately sell it to people that they don't have access to.
I understand that all the clothing articles were printed here in Park City. And who are they printed by?
Motherlode PC.
Motherlode PC.
They're awesome to work with. In fact, I'm always there like, I need it like in 10 minutes. Yeah. And then they can do that. So they're a great partner.
Yeah.
The quality of the printing is beautiful as well, I will say.
Thank you.
And then some other arts forms that the Park City Summit County Arts Council supports: culinary crafts, festivals. Talk about what else fall under that.
I'm sorry, ask that question again.
The other, like I was admitting that I hadn't thought of fashion is falling under an arts council format, and also like culinary crafts are in that. What else?
Well, I think you'll start to see some unique programming coming from the Arts Council around theater, music, food, culture, education, and fashion.
And the website's been redone, right? So it's very interactive, and that's PC. So I would sound it out: Park City Summit County Arts. So PCSCAC.
No, PCSCArts.org. And definitely sign up for our newsletter, because we put two newsletters out each month. One is really for the artists, and it's got all the calls for art in the state. And
like requests for art.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a really useful newsletter for them. And then we also have our own newsletter about what's going on, dedicated to arts and culture, of course. But they're great. And so please head on to the website and sign up and know what's going on.
Yeah, because I'm always looking for what's going on to put in our weekend events.
So the collaboration is tonight, the Trunk Show, from 6 to 9 p.m. It's at Farasha, collaboration with the Arts Council, with Sharon Backers, who's the graphic designer, also a board member of the Arts Council, and, of course, Madison Lamonsky. Thanks so much for being on the program. Quickly, what is the address on Main Street?
So it's 605 Main Street. We've scheduled it, in fact, from 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
However, if you wander in, I will likely be there late, so come and join me. So 605 Main Street, we're in the Park Hotel above Bangkok Thai. And you can also find information on our website, which is farashastyle.com.
Okay. Hey, the clothing's beautiful. I took a look at all the pictures.
Oh, thank
you so much.
I'm
going to try to stop by tonight and take a peek.
And it's a gallery stroll, so it's part of your art stroll.
That's right, it is. We're going to take a very short break just to move some equipment around, and we're going to bring Nick Quilter back. So stay with us. This is The Morning Mix on KPCW.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. Christy Dillaway with JW. Hey, JW, can I tell you one quick travel story from my adventures abroad?
Oh, yeah, but it has to be clean.
Oh, it's going to be. Well, it's a little dirty, actually. That's funny.
Okay.
So we went to go see this cave in Laos, and I didn't have a guidebook, so I knew very little. And we had these little motor scooters. I had a scooter. My son had a little mini bike, and we crossed the bridge, and there's a sign. So we go over there, and then there's like two men sitting in this little open hut, and they said to park there, and I paid my entry fee, and they just kind of waved us in the direction towards the river, and we don't really know where we're going. I figure it'll be obvious, but it's not that obvious, and we end up walking up this river, and one of those guys kind of follows along, and he just sort of is near us for a long time, and I'm joking to my son, like, is he our guide? He's not talking to us, I don't know. And eventually he did show us into where this cave was, which was you had to go behind some rocks, and I would have never found it otherwise. Totally dark, enormous cave where he's got a flashlight, we've got our cell phone lights on, huge corridors going off in different directions that I could see easily getting lost in there. There's stalactites and stalagmites, and we crawled into some little cavernous areas and crawled back out. I'm having these mental memories of like the miners in Chile being buried underground.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't know who this guy really is, actually.
Sure.
And he can't speak English, maybe a couple words. And he's just pointing directions. And I'm like, I hope this is okay. And if this isn't okay, I'll be telling this story to myself, thinking how stupid it was. But
Eventually. Somebody will be playing you as one of the ghosts one day.
Yes. So eventually we get to this point where we're sitting on the ground and he's kind of showing me that there's dirt on the ground and it's going to get on my clothes. And I'm like, okay. And he just points in this direction. I'm fully on my belly, wiggling through this space.
A little claustrophobic, isn't it?
And I turned my cell phone around and took a selfie to create some humor to myself because I was kind of starting to freak out. Like, I have no idea what we're doing now.
And you freaked out the bats.
No, there's no bats. The ceiling is over my back. I mean, crawling. Yeah. And my son and I estimate we went about 50 feet of crawling in the mud in the darkness where the roof was literally inches over our back until finally I saw some light at the end of the tunnel. I'm like, so it's a great story, a great adventure.
I
had many moments of like,
there's no way I could have done that.
But once you're in, you can't back out. He was behind me. My son was behind him. There's no way to wiggle backwards. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it was funny that the selfie somehow to me was either this is really funny or this will be really tragic when they find my, if anyone finds my phone.
Yeah.
And I had moments of like, wait, when were we last at war in Laos? Like, is there any bad feelings? Anyway,
it all worked out. Christy's here alive.
Back here on air.
Hey, this is The Morning Mix. Nick Quilter has been our musical guest for the hour. We're going to play a quick underwriter and then Nick is going to take us out with a song. This is The Morning Mix on KPCW.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air Cruise and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
We want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, 1-7, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City. Nick Quilter is going to cover Led Zeppelin.
In the days of my youth, I was told what it means to be a man.
Nick will be at the Boneyard tomorrow. Everybody get out and have a great weekend.